Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You have a new text message.
Yeah!
Let's solve a problem or answer a question for you. Give you our best advice. It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix, and we're spinning that text roulette wheel.
Thing is so loud. Love it.
22.
Oh.
It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Elizabeth, and you have it open over there?
I'm going to the text page.
All right.
Tab over here. Well, we love when you set it up easily for us to understand, because this one says, high school graduation problem for text roulette. ... We were invited to a combo graduation party for our son's classmates. One of the guys we've known since kindergarten, and he's a good friend. The other kid is not someone we've ever wanted our son to hang out with, and we have no relationship with him. Do we have to bring a gift for both guys? Call in now. What do you think? 414-432-1099. A combo party. Two guys here, it says, graduating from the same high school. And this mixed listener is saying, we know the one kid. We like him. They mention here, we've known them since kindergarten. The other one, how about that line, is not someone we've ever wanted our son to hang out with. And we have no relationship with him. But then you show up to the party and you just have one card.
I think you have to bring a gift for the other one, regardless of your feelings. I think you put your feelings aside and you have to. You can't just say, hey, Benny, there you go. Sorry, Mikey. There you go. You can't.
But if you are going to, we went to one of those parties when Brayson graduated from high school. There was a combo party and both of the kids were friends with Brayson and we liked both of the kids. But I'm sitting around thinking about all of the aunts and uncles and extended family. They weren't all giving Matt a graduation gift if they were there for John. Like, is John's grandma going to say, oh, Matt, here's a check for you, too? I don't know that that's necessarily. And they had separate tables that had all of, like, Matt's awards and diploma. And then John's was way over there, and they each had their own little gift box there, too.
414.
It's not like it was all being put in one giant box that they would say, oh, Matt has 15 cards and John only has 8.
What do you think, mixed family? 414-432-1099. We'd love to talk to you. You can explain yourself and why you're on one side, the Radar side, which says you got to bring both, or the other side, which says, yeah, just bring one because you're not really wanting to associate with that other
bring
kid.
Bring one. Yes, exactly. And if you don't want your son to be friends with this kid, don't fake the funk here at the graduation party. You don't have to get a gift for that kid.
They're also
graduating. You're not going to see them likely ever again.
But you know this kid. And it doesn't matter what happened in the past. Like, maybe this kid's a troublemaker. Maybe you just don't want your son involved with that person. So that's why you kind of kept your distance. But I don't know. I think people, you still have to bring...
People aren't watching it that closely. They're not watching it that closely when you walk in and say, how many, cards have you brought?
You don't know that, though. There could be those people who go, oh, and, you know, here's Benny and here's Mikey. Here we go. Here's the gift. Hey, congratulations to you. You didn't give me a gift. It just looks weird in front of people. You've got a whole crowd there, and they're like, what's going on?
Well, let's go to line number two here. We're going to go to you, Jessica. Hey, you're live on the radio. So what advice do you have for this mixed parent that reached in saying they're going to a combo graduation party for their son's classmates? One of the guys they've known since kindergarten, he's a friend of their son. The other kid, it sounds like they're not a fan of that other kid. And they're asking, do they have to bring a gift for both of them?
Yeah, I don't think that it's appropriate to bring a gift for both of them. I feel like if you're friends with one person and not friends with the other, I think a card is good enough. I don't know that you have to really...
Oh, no, you can't. You
but
can't
that's, just, still, you that's can't still giving just, them something.
You can't just give them a card with nothing in it.
If you give a card, you got to throw something in there.
Because also, they're going to read that in front of all these, possibly have like a gift opening thing with close family and friends. And they're like, oh, the Robinsons, they just gave you a card.
Or if you don't give them anything. You would do it?
Yep, I would totally do it. Well-wishing, like, seriously. Like, I well-wish you and everything, and I hope the brightest future for you. But, I mean, like...
Really? What you're saying, Jessica, you're saying porn on thick. Since they don't like this other kid, porn on real thick. We hope that you can find what you need to make you happy and make you a good person.
Well, the thing about it is that regardless as to whether or not I like that person or not, I don't want to ill-wish them. Right? So, like, it's just about...
No, and I don't think that... Okay, you're not ill-wishing them by not, but here's what I would say. If it wasn't for the combo party, I bet these parents would not have been invited.
No, and that's the problem, though.
They're invited probably for the kid that they've known since kindergarten.
So it's awkward if you walk in without it. Right, Jessica?
Totally awkward. Awkward, but I still would... I'm that way. I would walk up and be with a card and say...
Put no money in the graduation card.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy for you. You graduated. I think this is great. No, I'm dead serious.
I know. I'm laughing at you, though.
Jessica's taking the high road. I just think about when there was the graduation party, when we had the high school grad party for Brayson, and there was over 100 people there. I was not paying attention. Who brought a card? Who didn't bring a card? I really wasn't. It was a busy time. It was an exciting time. He was about to leave for boot camp. I just don't know that parents are paying that close attention to. I know when it came to thank you cards and writing down who gave what.
There's a reason why you have this combo party. Maybe it's because this other one's a troublemaker and you're like, oh, we'll make sure we get gifts for this
kid. No one's going to show up to Kyle's party unless it's a party for Peter.
Right.
Yeah, but we're celebrating the fact that they graduated, right? So, like, regardless as to whether or not they were this person or that person.
Yeah,
I don't have kids. Like, number one.
Yeah, okay.
I should be that honest with you guys. Like, seriously, don't have kids. And it's not like I carry any whatever towards any one person.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just feel like it's just about... You know, when I walk away, how do I feel about, when I'm walking away? I don't know that person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
feel okay with it. That's what it is for me.
You'd be all right with it. All right.
Jessica's taking the high road.
Okay, thanks, Jessica.
Thank you so much, Jessica. We have so many more calls to get to here. We see you calling in, and we've got texts. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got to stay on time, play some commercials. We're going to come back and try to solve this for the mixed listener about the graduation party. You're going to a combo graduation party. One of the kids is friends with your son. The other one, it sounds like you do not like, and they are not friends. Do you have to bring a gift for both guys?
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Amanda calling in for Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And for the question this morning that we received, if you missed it, this is a mixed parent that was invited to a combo graduation party for their son's classmate. One of the guys they've known since kindergarten and is a good friend of their son. The other kid is not someone they've ever wanted their son to hang out with, and they have no relationship with him. Do they have to bring a gift for both guys? What do you think, Amanda?
I think they need to ask their kid. Why do they need to put their own emotions into it when it's the kid who's graduating? Like, if they have a kid and their kid was invited, hey, do you want to get both of them something or just the one and support their child's decision?
Amanda, that is a great point, because you also could say to your son, I mean, look, if they're graduating, they're 18, they're adults now. You could also say to your son, hey, we don't really know Johnny very well. If you want to get him a card and get him something, like, that's awesome, but we're going to get something for Kyle. I'm making up names, by the way. This mixed parent hasn't given us names. That maybe that does make the most sense, that the gift could come from the son.
You know, they're saying, we've never wanted our son to be associated with him. That doesn't mean that their son isn't associated with
him.
If they're going to hang out with whoever's with their friend group, whether they like them or not.
And Amanda, you had friends growing up that your parents probably weren't keen on, but you're like, they're cool.
Absolutely. Every kid does. Every kid has, you know, those friends that parents don't like, but
they roll their eyes right away.
Oh, God, this one. Yeah.
Yep. And maybe the kid is like, no, I don't like that kid. I don't want to get him anything. I'm going for Kyle or, you know, whoever. They're old enough to make that distinction. Let them choose and take your own parental feelings out of it.
There you go.
That is really good advice, Amanda. Thank you so much for calling into the show. We're going to go here to line number two with Uber driver Christian. Uber driver Christian, we've got people that have texted in here. This is one that says, bring a card for both, $20 each, or just don't go and call it a day.
Yeah, the other one says, easy solution, sealed card for both, put 20 in one, 50 in the other. It's tacky to bring a gift, so that way it's hidden, but at least you threw a little bit of money in there.
What do you think?
Well, my first thought is, who did the invite come to or come from? Like, did they have like a wedding invite? Like, Todd and Billy both want you to come, or like, was it just from the one? Because if only one invited you, only one is really asking you
like
to
if
be
the,
there.
Yeah, so, like if the parents of the, well, we'll say the good son, the good kid invited you but said, hey, this is a combo party, then you should only give a gift to that one.
Right.
I
mean,
I got
that's my thought. And like, if the other kid, like, you have zero relationship with him, he probably will barely even notice that you're there.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's probably it's probably not even important to them that they're like, they're so wrapped up with what friends are showing up and where, you know, they're dealing with the parties afterwards and where they're going to school and all of that stuff. They're probably not paying that close attention.
Uber driver Christian, have you ever gone to a party without a gift and you just kind of snuck in type of thing? Is that something you do?
No, if gifts are expected, I usually try to make sure I have something go.
And at a graduation party, it is expected.
Where like driving to, it's like, crap, did we bring a gift?
No.
Target.
Yes. Quickly.
Yep.
Well, lots to consider here with this response.
Thanks,
and we're
going
to send it back to the mixed parent that reached out asking a really good question. And I'm sure a lot of parents are dealing with this as graduation parties are near and on the calendar.
Yeah.
How do you handle it? I think talking to the child, your son, and asking, look, are you getting a gift for this kid? You're friends with them. We don't have a relationship. And maybe going from there. But like you said, the backup plan, Target, always works. Or Quick Trip. Who doesn't want a Quick Trip gift card?
Quick Trip.
Quick Trip has cards.
I also challenge the parents a bit. Like, why don't you want your kid to have a relationship? Like, there could be a legitimate reason, but, like, you judging by the book by cover, like, I've had a lot of friends who, on the outside, people are like, oh, geez. But they're some of the most genuine, wonderful human beings. You know, that comes across in my mind. It's like, why don't you want your kid to have a relationship with this kid? Like,
yeah.
You know, if they were, like, caught selling drugs, okay. But, like, if it's just like, oh, that's kind of the weird kid, it's like, you know what, he could be one of the best people you know. You just don't know.
You got to get to know him.
And that might be a good opportunity to have a moment to get to know your kid, know your son a little bit better, too. Have that conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Uber driver Christian, you always bring it back home and give everybody the feel goods. Love it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. I try.
You got it.
I'll have a good one.
You too.
Well, that's Text Roulette and how we do it. What's your question? What problem do you need solved? What are you dealing with? Send in your question now. It's anonymous to 414-432-1099. That's the text line, and we might read yours coming up later on the show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.